And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started for you right now. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over a plea cutoff hearing for Tasha Jo Robles, who faced a charge of retail fraud in the third degree. Ms. Robles entered a plea of no contest. The factual basis for the charge, presented by Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani, detailed an incident on April 4th, 2026 in Bad Axe when Ms. Robles entered Walmart, selected two packages of spare ribs, and at the self-checkout scanned only one. This skip scan was observed by a loss prevention officer. Ms. Robles was intercepted past the final point of sale. The total loss for the items was $10.56, which the people are seeking in restitution. Judge Ferris accepted the no contest plea, finding it was made knowingly, voluntarily, accurately, and understandingly with a proper legal basis. The court has scheduled a probation interview and recommendation with sentencing set for Thursday, July 2nd of 2026. Also in Huron County District Court this week, Judge Ferris presided over the probable cause conference for Christopher Donald Heron. Heron, initially representing himself, will now have court-appointed counsel. Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach was assigned to represent Heron in this matter as well in his misdemeanor case. The probable cause conference was rescheduled for June 18th at 9 a.m. and the preliminary exam is set for June 26th at 9 a.m. Heron may be responsible for attorney's fees if found ineligible for court-appointed counsel. Also in district court, Judge Ferris addressed the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Tommy Lee Britt. Britt appeared without legal representation. Prosecution stated no plea offer would be made until Mr. Britt secured counsel. Citing the capital nature of the offense, Britt reported his previous attorney withdrew yesterday and he's seeking new representation. Judge Ferris appointed attorney Michelle Siv to represent Britt. The probable cause conference was rescheduled for June 18th at 10 a.m., and the preliminary exam is set for June 26th at 10 a.m. Britt was informed he may be responsible for legal fees if ineligible for court-appointed counsel, and he will receive details on his appointed attorney today and must notify the court if he retains private counsel. And we will be right back after this brief public service announcement.
In the United States, a vehicle is stolen every 31 seconds, about as long as this message. Luckily, you can take a few easy steps to protect your car in the same amount of time. Remove your valuables, roll up your windows, don't leave your car running unattended, lock your doors, and take your keys or fob. If you have information about a crime, call the police. If you suspect insurance fraud, also call 800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. We have no obituaries to report at this time. I'm Tate Cervantes, and I've been coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.